Praise 100.9, 92.7. Hey, it's the big tournament week. We got so much going on, but of course, we had to take a moment to talk with our friends in studio. We've got Romeo Miller, we've got Kiki Palmer, and Quincy Brown.
Hey
y'all.
What's up? Good looking?
I'm so excited about this movie, Brotherly Love, which is coming out April 24th, right?
April 24th,
yeah. Y'all are here for an advanced fancy pre-screening.
We're here for that, and also the Retool Your School program, and, you know, support of all the HBCUs, you know, especially because we also want, you know, them to come see the movie. That's who we made the movie for.
Well, tell us a little bit about the movie first.
Well, Brotherly Love is a coming-of-age story. It's very much so a movie of the times about these three siblings, this centered around this family, and pretty much all of their all the kids' choices that they have to make. You know, my older brother, he's been involved with the gang life for years, let go of his, you know, hooping dreams, put all his hooping dreams into his younger brother, who was my twin brother. And it's about, you know, just us trying to make the best choices we can. I have futures of being a singer and don't know how I should go forth with that. I'm dealing with love for the first time. So all of us kind of have our own little mini storylines, and it's kind of how they all come together and, you know, connecting
in. Yeah, no, that's why this movie is so amazing. You know, it's definitely one of those heartfelt. Sorry if y'all, I sound a little weird at my wisdom teeth pool.
Oh, so, I know, and he's still out here coming to do all this.
You
know,
you ride or die.
Ride or die.
Let me tell you something.
But it's very heartfelt, and the thing about this movie is about choices. You know, in life, people, you got to make a choice.
Right.
And when you make a choice, you know, you got to pay the consequence, whatever it is. So I think this movie is for this generation, and mm-hmm. I'm just excited it's coming finally April 24th.
Yes.
So looking at the movie as young people yourselves making different choices, what was your takeaway from the movie in terms of making life choices?
Well, I think, you know, just in general, you know, no matter what you do in life, you know, everything is going to come back. You know, say a decision made, you know, 3 years ago can somehow benefit.
Right. I actually thought of something crazy when you said that. It literally thought we all made the choice to do this film.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And this wasn't a big, crazy, big motion picture budget type film. This was really a film that we did simply because
we fell in love with the story.
We fell in love with the story. Yeah. And so that was a choice. I feel like when you said that, that was a choice that we made that we didn't, you know, we could have made a different choice, but
right.
I feel like as an entertainer, we have this conversation a lot. As an entertainer, it's more so about making sure you pick the stuff that speaks to you and moves you and it evokes emotion out of you, as opposed to just the type of work that you're going to make a lot of money from. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, everybody wants to make money, but I want to be lasting in what it is,
part
my
of history,
art.
Yeah.
Do you, individually feel that kind of pressure having to make those choices between
absolutely
all the time?
Absolutely, especially because I feel like I've been doing it for so long, and my family's a part of it. So anytime I think about doing a job or taking a job and maybe offering a lot of money or less money, I, of course, think about my family. And I think anytime you have pressures like that, you can sometimes, it can be hard to pick roles that you really want to do for the, you know, the truth and the art, as opposed
right
to stuff that's going to put money in your pocket. But, you know, my family and I, we've gone up, we've gone down.
Right.
And each time I've been able to look at my work and say, you know what, I'm proud
You're
of
proud
that.
Of that.
Yeah, and that's because of God. When you have a core of God, you know, you don't
Come
do
on,
things
Romeo.
For money. No, we
Seriously.
Just have Bible study, though, because if money is your core, you're always going to go after what pays the most. You know,
but it's so funny because the images, though, that not just young people see, I mean, we are really inundated with
perception
material. And yeah, and the thing is, it's like people, I think people confuse liking, wanting nice things with it being who they are.
Yeah.
How do you all balance that?
Well, look, nice things come if you stay true to yourself. That's what
come
people
on.
Don't realize.
Yes.
You know, it's about passion. Anybody who's successful, I don't care, from my pops, you know, you look at Kiki, you know, you look at Q Pops, and anybody successful, I don't care who it is, they came there because of a passion.
Right.
He's
and,
right.
you know, that's the core. Like, you got to just be very passionate, and everything else is going to fall into place.
And having success, you all have had success starting young. Do you feel pressure for the next thing, the next big thing, or do you just kind of...
I mean, absolutely. You know, especially, you know, with Kiki, she's been working her whole life since she was 9. You know, and then, you know,
Quincy be trying to keep up with me.
Yeah, I do. You know, like you know, Rome and his family been in the industry for a lifetime. So is mine. So it's like, yeah, us being the sons and us being
right
kind of what's coming next, we also got to, you know, come with something that's going to be just as impactful as what, you know, our older generations did. And it's a challenge.
Older.
You know, it's frustrating. You know, it's times where it's like we think we got a hit record and we put it out.
Exactly. You know, you trial and
people
era.
Don't respond the same. Same thing with movies and stuff like that. You know, mm-hmm. but then again, you know, there is a time where, you know, strategically, you know, a group of people like us, you know, come together and create a great film that's going to really speak to a lot of people. And
yeah.
I think Brotherly Love is going to be one of those, you know, 10, 15 years from now, yeah, you know, people are still talking about it. And, you know, we just trying to speak to the people.
And they pressure make diamonds, so.
Kiki, you're singing on the soundtrack.
Yes, yes, I'm really excited. You know, my mom is so cool. We always come up with, like, cool ideas. And Queen Latifah and Shakim, they're amazing. Yanley, who also is a part of, you know, the production of the film. We thought it'd be cool to do, you know, bring back that whole thing where it's like you see a movie and you also get that cool soundtrack. You know, everybody loves soul food, but right, you also love the music
the
that was
right,
waiting right, to exhale, all that stuff. And so we want this movie really felt like a classic to us when we read the script. Like, it reminded me of, you know, Coolie High or something like that. It had that very authentic feeling to it. And we're like, you know what, why don't we do some classic records, throwback records for that, for the soundtrack, and just have some fun with it. And so I did a couple of records that we all know, you know, one of my favorites, Who Can I Run To, you know, yeah. and just you know, it really put it all to, brought it all to life to us and really got me excited about what it is we really can do here.
That's awesome. So each of you have families that are integrally involved and are the foundation of your careers.
Absolutely.
Really quickly, each of you, what's one thing? I know I can tell you the one thing I tell my daughter all the time. I always tell her, be a light. When you're going into a situation, just be a light. What's the one thing that your family, somebody in your family has told you that that you carry with you no matter where you go? Quincy?
My grandmother, who passed away last year, she's told me just it's all about patience. You know, it's all about timing with everything and, you know, just to wait on it, you know, because dealing with, you know, me and my family and everything, things happen so fast. But then again, too, you know, your time is your time.
Right.
You know, and it's like just because they doing all this and busy and making this money necessarily, since I'm the son or whatever, that doesn't necessarily mean I should be necessarily all up in that, because that's not me. That's, you know, that's what's going on over there. So
right,
it's like I had to wait on my time. And I think, you know, this, you know, 2015
it's your time.
Nice. And, you know,
that's awesome. What about you, Kiki?
Mom, what was that thing when you brought me that article for what that lady said? What was the saying that we always know you say? What was it that was in there? No. You tell people who you are. That's always the running theme in my career, even since I was a kid. You know, when I first came to California, my acting name was my birth name, which was Lauren Kiana Palmer, which is Lauren Kiana Palmer. But my family has always called me Kiki. I come from one of those families where everybody had, you know, nicknames.
Right.
And so when I moved to California to start being an actress seriously, I had a manager that told my mom. My mom was like, you know, calling me Lauren. I wasn't listening.
Right.
And then, you know, when your mama get mad, she call you by that family name. She's like, Kiki.
Okay.
And he said, Kiki. Wait a minute, Kiki, that name, that's what her name should be. Kiki,
right.
she should be Kiki Palmer. And my mom's like, well, she already did Barbershop 2. Her name was Lauren Kiana Palmer. You know, it's too late. He said, no, you tell people who you are. And it kind of piggybacks off what Quincy said. It's like, you don't have to be what everybody thinks you're going to be. You know, everything I did in my career, you know, was kind of the first to do the talk show. I remember people
told me
not to do the talk show. You know, when I did kid television, people said, don't do kid television. You come from Keelan to be. And it's like, you tell people who you are. You know who it is you want to be. You know that you have the passion in your heart. Don't let anybody stop you or tell you what it is you should be doing. You got to know what it is you want and go for it. And that's what my mom always tells me. Tell people who you are.
That's,
you know,
awesome. Romeo, what about you?
Yeah, mine would be from my pops. You know, a lot of people know the empire he built. But the reason he was able to build this empire, because he always, in his brain and what he instilled in me, is they could do it, we could do it. And a lot of people don't know my pop story, where, you know, people know he sold these records out the back of his trunk, and, you know, he sold 80 million records. But this guy flew him out to New York and went and signed him to a record deal for $1 million. And people don't know this story, because my dad tell everybody, you know, all his close friends and us as kids. But when he went to New York, this guy offered him $1 million. And my dad from the streets, you know, a dude from the streets, gold teeth and everything. And he's like, this dude offered me $1 million. I got to be worth $20 million or something.
That's something.
So he got a trip. He got a flight back home to New Orleans. Didn't take the money. He only had $5 in his pockets. And that's when he decided to do No Limit. He's like, look, if
God,
these people, they could see this, then, you know,
God,
if they
so
could
good.
Do it, I could do it 10 times better. And that's what that independent mind frame is, something that just stuck with me. It's like, make your own
path. And I think that's the undertone of anybody that is, you know, especially the young people in the industry, is that you got to believe in yourself. His daddy believed in himself.
Right. Yeah.
That's the ultimately what it was. His daddy said, if you want to do this with me,
right,
I must be something. And I really hope that the generation can take that from this movie as well. Because I'm not saying, you know, they need it, because every generation has its ups and downs.
Right.
But I want us all to know, these, you know, we're peers, that you can do everything we do. All we do, what we're doing is because we tried. That's it. Yeah, that's why we do it.
And education, too, you know, with the Retool Your School, you know.
Yeah, let's talk about that. We definitely got to talk about that before. Yeah, tell us about Retool Your School.
Well, Retool Your School program is, like I said, part of the reason why we're here, to support the HBCUs. We're actually going to be at Home Depot through 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Epic Center, Home Depot booth.
Okay.
And, you know, Retool Your School program, you can get online and pretty much vote for your favorite HBCU to get whatever it is they need this upcoming year. You know what I'm saying? And so,
North Carolina Central University.
Go to RetoolYourSchool.com and vote for your favorite HBCU. Awesome. HU.
You know.
Oh, Lord. So we don't want to forget the movie, April 24th.
April 24th. BrotherLoveTheMovie.com. You can also check it out, BrotherLoveTheMovie.com.
The trailer. We got press photos. Actually, you know, stills from set and, you know, some behind the scenes. It's a little cooler experience before April 24th.
You get to know the characters. And that's the cool thing about this movie. That's why we wanted to be here, because we want you to feel like a part of a family.
Yes. Totally.
We're going to keep talking about it. We're going to keep everybody reminded. April 24th. And today you're going to be at the Epicenter Home Depot booth at 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock, girl.
3 o'clock. Don't miss them. Romeo Miller, Kiki Palmer, Quincy Brown. It's Brotherly Love with Praise 100.9 and 92.7. Thanks, y'all.
Yep. Thanks.